Hi, the season's just about to kick underway with some pre-season stuff. I'm with Boris, Darren and Jack. So just a quick interview with all three. So Boris, would you like to introduce them and new management team for next season?
Yeah, well, basically with Oggie contemplating retiring, I had to find I wanted to bring someone in afresh. I always got on well with Darren when we were at Gloucester. He's got some good thoughts on the game. He's been seeing the Western League level, which is basically when I started as a coaching role. That's where I came from when I was at Bitton and Bristol Manor Farm. They're obviously in our league this year. And I just thought it'd be a good idea. He knows what he's talking about. He's sort of well respected. He's done really well. He's been a winner in locally, and there's not too many Bristol lads that can say that. And I think it worked well, and he's obviously an ex Mangatonian, so we've been having some good chats over the summer. He's got a couple of lads coming in, and it'd be interesting to see what they're like.
Yeah, terrific. And Darren, moving on to Darren, used to play for the club obviously some time ago. Yeah. Life's moved on, now doing a bit of coaching.
Yeah, well, time's flown by. 20 years ago, I think I first signed for Mangotsfield. So time flies, but looking forward to the new opportunity. Obviously, when Boris got in touch with me in the summer, I thought it was an exciting opportunity for me and to get back involved again. Obviously, I know Lewis really well, and been friends with him for a long time, but he's moved on now. And looking forward to it. Boris and I have been chatting a lot over the summer, and but I'm also quite excited to finally be at pre-season and start meeting all the lads and get it going, really. Yeah.
How's the transformation gone from full-time playing to coaching stuff? Well, has it been difficult?
Well, we're only just getting stuck into it, really, so I've not really had time to find out. I'll probably be in his ear looking for a starting spot, but he's made it pretty clear so far he's not keen, but I'm going to work on him.
Okay, keep chipping away.
I will, don't you worry.
And moving on to Jack, is he in the same boat? Is he going to keep chipping away? Can I play? Can I coach?
I think this year I'm looking definitely to my main aim is to be playing. Obviously, I know Boris well and Darren well. I think I can add to what I did last year in terms of being that link between the players and the management. My main aim is to get fit this year and make sure I'm starting.
Brilliant. Okay. Last word from Boris. Pre-season match starts in about a week and then they come thick and fast. Any objectives in the first few matches?
Well, to be honest, you have to take the Rovers one when it comes at you, because you can't look a gift horse in the mouth, and it was fantastic for Rovers to want to come to us again. Decent crowd last year, 5-3. Hopefully there'll be another 2,500 here again. The Brimskin game, that will be, everyone will play, but that's the chance for the trialists to look. The Street game would be a tough game because they're one of the better teams. It'd be like playing, they weren't far off Manor Farm last year. We could have done with that one round the other way to the Aston game, but it is what it is, and if they can't do it against Street, then when are they going to do it? So we'll be looking at that. But you have to make snap decisions, and they've got to train well the next week. We've got four sessions before the Brimskin game, and then they basically got to do it in that game.
Okay.
And maybe after.
Right, fantastic. Right. Thanks very much.
All right, cheers.
Okay. Cheers.